Shalom to all. Today we're going to be learning Mishnah's Peah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav, and Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned Lili Nishmas, Maris Miriam, Sarah, Basar, Yaakov, Maisha, Her, Nisham, Shadav, and Aliyah, and Beschos, Rachel, Basar, Gittel, and Daniel, Eliezer, and Spire, Rachel. They should be commenced with Zerushal Kayama, Bekarav Mamish. Now, before we start the Mishnah, we have to understand a little bit about the beginning of a tree's life. The first 3 years of a tree's life, the fruit that grows is called Arla, and it's not allowed to be eaten. You just have to let it fall to the floor. You don't use it at all. The fourth year's fruits are allowed to be eaten, but they have to be brought up to Yerushalayim and eaten over there, similar to Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is brought up to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim. So too, these fourth year fruits, the fruits that grow on the tree in its fourth year, they're allowed to be eaten, but they have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Let's say he's unable to bring them up, so he can be paid to them, he can redeem them, he transfers their kedusha onto money, and then he brings that money up to Yerushalayim, and then the fruit is allowed to be eaten wherever he is. So let's say he lives in Tzfas, and he has a bunch of apple trees, and a bunch of apples grow on those trees the fourth year. He's not going to go and schlep all these apples to Yerushalayim, so he figures out how much they're worth, he's paid to them, he transfers their value onto money, he eats those apples in Tzfas, and then he brings that money to Yerushalayim and buys food with it. Now when he's being paid, when he's redeeming these fruits, it's possible that he might have to add on a fifth of their value as well. That's called a chaimesh, and we're going to talk about that in the Mishnah. Now there's a slight difference in terminology between fourth year fruits and fourth year grapes. Fourth year fruits are called neta revai, whereas fourth year grapes are called kerem revai. The halacha is the same by both of them. It's just that they have different words that we call them by. So now knowing all that, Mishnah Vav tells us, Kerem Revai, these grapes that grew in the fourth year. And this part of the Mishnah really doesn't have to be talking about grapes. It could be referring to Neta Revai as well. Later on in the Mishnah, we're actually going to be talking specifically about Kerem Revai, about grapes. That's why the beginning of the Mishnah says Kerem Revai. The Mishnah continues, Beishamai Aymer, Beishamai says, what's with these fourth year grapes? Ein loy chaymesh ve ein loy beer. A person, when he's redeeming them, he doesn't have to add on this chaymesh. He doesn't have to add on this fifth, and they also don't have a din of beer that you have to get rid of them. The word beer is like beer chametz, burning or getting rid of, disposing your chametz. So beer, he doesn't have to dispose of them. Why in the world do you think he would have to dispose of these? That's because many times people would keep meiser, which they had separated, in a designated place in their home and simply forget or just procrastinate giving it to whom it needs to be given to. There's a halacha called beer meisres. A person has to get rid of their meisres. Erev Pesach of the fourth year of Shemitah cycle, one has to ensure that they get rid of all their stored up maestros. Beis Shammai saying that these fruits that a person has, this Kerem Revai, it does not have this din of beer. He does not have to get rid of it from his house when he has to get rid of all of his other maestros. Beis Hillel says, Yeshloi, this Kerem Revai or this Net Revai has a din of a chaymesh when he's being paid to them, when he's redeeming them, he would have to add on a fifth, and it would also have this din of beer. Now, what is the machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? What are they arguing about? So the Mefarshim explained that Beis Shammai looks at Kerem Revai or Net Revai as just regular chulin. There's a din, there's a halacha that you have to go up to Yerushalayim and you have to eat in Yerushalayim. And if you're unable to eat in Yerushalayim, so then you would just redeem it on money and you'd bring that money up to Yerushalayim. But they don't have any sort of kedusha to them. They're not really like Maaser Sheni. It sounds like Maaser Sheni that you would have to bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it there. And if you're not able to eat it there, so then you would have to be paid to it. But it's not really like Maaser Sheni. So therefore, when you're paid to it, you don't have to add on a fifth. And there's no din of beer Maaseris because it's not Maaser. But Beis Hillel says, this Kerem Revai, this Net Revai, they have a kedusha just like Maaser Sheni has kedusha, and just like Maaser Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, Kerem Revai has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. The same way that if you're going to be paid to Maaser Sheni, you have to add on a fifth to that, so too by Kerem Revai. And the same way that you have to get rid of Maaser Sheni from your house, beer Maaseris, at this certain point in time, you have to do the same thing to Kerem Revai and Net Revai. And now we move on to specifically talk about grapes. Beis Shammai says, Yeshle Peret veYeshle Oilelois veAniyim Paidim LaAtzmam. These grapes of Kerem Revai, these fourth-year grapes, they have a din of Peret and Oilelois, which means when you're harvesting your fourth-year grapes and some grapes fall on the floor, you have to leave them, that's Peret. And when you see some clusters that are Oilelois, they're underdeveloped clusters, you have to leave those for the Aniyim. And when the Aniyim take those fruits that were left for them, they have to be paid to it themselves. We see clearly over here that Beis Shammai is Lashitasoi. Even though these fruits have to be eaten in Yerushalayim, we still treat them like regular fruits. It's not like they have special Kedusha, and therefore you have to leave the Matnas Aniyim for the Aniyim. You have to leave the Peret and the Oilelois for the Aniyim, and once the Aniyim take it, they have to bring it up to Yerushalayim, and if they're not able to bring it up to Yerushalayim, they have to be paid to it, they have to redeem it themselves. Whereas Beis Hillel, Aymer Beis Hillel says, Kulei Lagas, everything goes to the Gas, everything goes to the wine press. As we said, Beis Hillel holds that Kerem Revai has Kedusha to it. Therefore, the Aniyim don't get Peret or Oilelois. The Baal Bais harvests his entire crop, he turns the whole thing into wine, and either he brings that wine up to Yerushalayim, or he would redeem it himself, but Beis Hillel holds that he would not give any Peret or Oilelois oilos of this kerem ravai to the aniyim. And now moving on to Mishnah Zayin, kerem shakulei oilos. We have a vineyard that the entire thing grew as oilos. He didn't have a very good crop that year. Maybe he didn't daven hard enough on Rosh Hashanah, and everything grew underdeveloped. He didn't have any big juicy gishmak clusters of grapes in his vineyard. Everything was oilos. Everything was underdeveloped. Rabbi Eliezer says lebal abayis. All of those go to the baal abayis. Rabbi Kiva says laaniyim. The entire vineyard goes to the aniyim. Since it's oilos, it goes to the aniyim. And here's what they're arguing about. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Kiva, the pasuk tells us ki sivtzar loisa oilel. When you're harvesting your vineyard, that's sivtzar. When you're harvesting it, loita oilel, do not take the oilos with you. You have to leave the oilos for the aniyim. And Rabbi Eliezer explains the pasuk to mean im ein butzir. If there's no harvest, you're not harvesting it normally because you didn't have a normal crop that year. Minayin laoilos. So how do we know that they would get the oilos? According to Rabbi Eliezer, the pasuk's telling us that if we have a normal harvest and then there's some oilos, you have to leave those oilos for the aniyim. But if there's no normal harvest, nothing grew normally and everything was oilos, you don't leave those for the aniyim, you take them for yourself. Amar lei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Eliezer, I have a different pasuk that tells me the karmacha loisa oilel. Do not take the oilos from your kerem, from your vineyard. What do we learn from that pasuk? Afilu kulei oilos. Even if the entire vineyard is oilos, even though the entire vineyard grew undeveloped, you have to leave those for the aniyim and you're not allowed to take them for yourself. And Rabbi Kiva continues explaining to Rabbi Eliezer, Im kein lama nemar ki sivtzar loisa oilel. So then what do I learn from the pasuk of ki sivtzar and loisa oilel? Ein laaniyim ba oilos kaidem habatzar. That just teaches me that the aniyim are not allowed to take the oilos before the harvest. Even though the aniyim are allowed to take the oilos and the oilos belong to the aniyim, they're not allowed to take them until the harvest starts. Once the harvest happens, then they're allowed to take the oilos. That's what that pasuk of ki sivtzar loisa oilel is teaching me. It's not teaching me that if the entire vineyard is oilos, so then the baal bayis is allowed to take it and the aniyim aren't allowed to take it. It just tells me that the aniyim are not allowed to take the oilos before the harvest starts. So here we have our machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer how to understand these psukim. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.